This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Bleck and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Bleck and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
Chris Bleck and Adam Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. You can download our podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Search the Bleck and Abdallah section. Over the last month, we've had a special segment on the show called Bulls Backstory. We've taken a look at some of the old classic Chicago Bulls games. Game 6 of the 98 Finals. Game 7 of the 98 Eastern Conference Finals against the Pacers. We talked about when Jordan returned from baseball. We had a podcast on the Bulls against the Knicks, against the Magic, the flu game, the shrug game, Steve Kerr's game winner in 97, and Michael Jordan switching hands. It was a fun segment to kind of go over and to look back at some of the great stories in Bulls history.
Yes, and much like, we're not going to dwell on things like Sam Smith and start calling people liars and everything. We're going to move on to the next one.
Well, I mean...
On to the next one, Chris.
Well, I think we both enjoy doing the segments,
yeah.
So... As long as we don't have real sports, we're going to keep up with the backstories. So this is what we're going to do for the next month or so. We're going to go into NBA backstories, and this is why. This time of year, it should be the NBA playoffs. And all these great moments from the Bulls that took place that we watched in The Last Dance and that we've kind of talked about in the last month, this is the time of year
should
for
be the conference finals right now.
For the NBA playoffs. So we're going to take a look at some of those great moments. And tonight's backstory, NBA backstory, we will take a look at. We're going back in time, Abdallah.
All the way.
To 2016.
Oh, okay.
Game 7 of the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors. The Cleveland Cavaliers. Can the Cavs come back down 3-1 to the Golden State Warriors? So here if you are unaware of the importance of this series, before we really dive into Game 7, for reference point, Game 6 of the 98 Finals was the highest-rated game ever in NBA history. Jordan's last shot, Jordan's last game with the Bulls, they win their sixth title. 35.89 million people watched that game.
Mm-hmm.
The highest-consumed game in NBA history. Number 2 on that list would be Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals. 31 million people watched that game. So the historical reference here is that you have a team that won a championship the year before in 2015, the Golden State Warriors. They beat the Cavs. The following year, they beat the Bulls' record. They go 73-9.
Mm-hmm.
So they beat the 72-10 Chicago Bulls in 1996. And the Cavs have LeBron James, who's been the most famous player in the NBA for the last 15 years. So you get these two things meeting in a Game 7 in a finals matchup that we saw the year before. Remember, the Game 6 mega rating for Bulls-Jazz was in a final series that was a repeat from the year before that.
Mm-hmm.
This, much like the same thing, gets to a Game 7. You see the 31 million people tuning in, and that's where we get our Bulls backstory, our NBA backstory tonight, Game 7 of the 2016 Finals.
Well, this comes off of, Chris, you know, the Warriors take a 2-0 lead in the series. The
yep.
Warriors win game, or the Cavs win game 3. The Warriors win game 4. And then you're like, okay, well, listen, it's the Warriors here. They're not gonna lose. They're at home. They can't lose, right? The Cavs win game 5. The Cavs win game 6. We obviously have, they might blow a 3-1 lead here. The memes that come from this. Also, the reason that this backstory is so huge is this set off the new NBA. This set off the Kevin Durant coming to the Warriors. This was the last year LeBron would win a title so far. You know, they didn't win when the Warriors had got Durant, obviously, and then he went to the Lakers. So this is LeBron's last one so far. You know, so this set off this led the Warriors down to the path of Kevin Durant and then whatever happened with that. This, you know, let the Cavs come back and try to win one more with LeBron, and then he decided to leave after losing the next finals, you know, only winning one game in the next finals against the Warriors in 2017. So all of this series right here kind of set off this domino effect that takes us to where we are in the NBA today with Durant in Brooklyn and LeBron in LA with Anthony Davis and all these free agents going all over the place. This is kind of what set this off.
Right, and so many of these conversations are going to come back to Jordan and the Bulls, mm-hmm. because not only do you get LeBron in 2016 getting that title, which then gets him to the conversation of people suggesting yep. that he could be the greatest of all time, even though he's not, nope. and then you get the Warriors who win the 73 games. Is this the greatest team of all time? But they couldn't win a championship. So all these conversations come into play, and that's why we chose to do NBA backstories as the next topic as we go forward, because so many of them, old Kobe games, LeBron games, Warrior games, things from the 90s, still come back to Michael and the Bulls.
There were two phone calls made after this Game 7. It was Draymond calling Kevin Durant and saying, we need you to come here to this fun and great environment and to beat LeBron and the Cavs. And Jordan calling the NBA and saying, release the tapes.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all set in motion. And this Game 7, Abdallah mentioned the way the series played out. It's important to note the reason, a big reason to why Game 5 went in favor of the Cavs, and the reason why they were able to come back 3-1 is because in Game 4, Draymond and LeBron got tangled up. Draymond got called for a flagrant 1. He had so many technical fouls throughout the playoffs. He then was suspended for Game 5, thus mm-hmm. really tilting the momentum and the series in favor of Cleveland.
Wasn't he watching it in the A's stadium?
Yeah, he was next door.
Yeah.
So we get to Game 7. Now, back in the day, the NBA on NBC, you had those great intros from Bob Costas and as we head into the game. Well, the ABC broadcast on ESPN on the NBA, they give you the roots, which was pretty cool, too.
It's not costume.
No one has the power to shatter your dreams.
I like Black
Thought. Unless you give it to them.
I'm back.
A promise and a pact versus going back to back. Here to lead great, here to fight fate. This season requires crowning. Confidence, never doubt it. With fight and grit, it's for Ohio. All of it. Led by the MVP, fulfilling destiny.
Cause real champions prove that they're champions.
On the seventh day, the game they play's where greats achieve. It's in you. Believe, believe, believe.
Oracle Arena is alive and roaring as we get set for Game 7.
So it's cool, but it's not Casas. It's cool.
Same.
It's not Casas.
Yeah.
All right, so we get into the game, right? And it's a fantastic game. Many of the games in this series actually were not that close. But Game 7, it was close and back and forth throughout. And you saw runs by the Warriors where the fans at Oracle were going out of their minds. And then you saw LeBron James doing what he does best, controlling the game and being the best player in the world. We get to the fourth quarter. And one of the most iconic moments in LeBron James' career, we see the score tied at 89. And the Golden State Warriors gather a rebound and head the other way. And this happens.
Irving drives, hop step inside, floats it up, misses. Rebound taken by Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James with the rejection. Wow. Wow. His third block of the game as we come up on a minute and a half remaining.
And when you're watching the game, right, when you watch the fourth quarter of this, the game back, it's weird the way it plays out because no one really takes command of the game. We talked about this multiple times throughout the Jordan years. Like, we always assume that many of those games ended with, like, a last-second shot. But sometimes games just kind of end.
Dude.
And this game, with 2 minutes left, it was like, well, Golden State's not really going to score again, and as long as you hit one bucket, you're going to be champs.
The score was tied at 89 for 3.5 minutes.
That's how tight this contest was.
Steph Curry, I'm just going through what the Warriors tried to do. Curry misses a three-point jumper. Klay misses a two-point shot. Iguodala misses a three-point jumper. Draymond missed a three-point shot. And Draymond
was wide open, too.
Well, the beginning of the game,
yeah,
Draymond
22 points
was like
in the first half.
5 for 5 from three to start the game.
You want to talk about, everyone wants to trash Draymond Green. In a game 7 in a series that he did something that was completely idiotic to cost his team, he came out in game 7 and was incredible in the first half. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the game is tied. It's a timeout Cleveland off of the Kevin Love rebound. And here's the inbound pass for the second iconic moment as the Cavs go on to win this title.
Each team has a foul to give as we come up on a minute remaining.
And they're putting Curry in the pick and roll trying to get him on Irving. Irving and Curry, one-on-one. Irving puts it up. It's good! Kyrie Irving from downtown! And the Cavaliers by 3.
And I like the no timeout call by Steve Kerr.
Love picks up Curry. Curry steps back, fakes the 3. Drives again. Shut off nicely. Found a Green. 7 to shoot. Curry fakes the 3. Steps back, crossover. Puts up a 3! Rebound James with 30 seconds remaining.
What a spectacular job by Love.
Irving on the drive, goes inside, lost it, gets it back and finds Love. There's a 7-second difference between shot clock and game clock. And they had a foul to give, so Barnes fouls him there.
But that's a bad foul, Mike. That
Absolutely.
Gives him 3 extra seconds. And what was Kyrie Irving doing in transition?
So right there, you see the time between the 3 made by Kyrie Irving, which was a fantastic shot, iconic shot. 53 seconds left on the clock, all the way down to 31, where Steph Curry just throws up some trash. And really, the Warriors in the final 2 minutes lost their heads. And like that's the problem here for the Warriors. And the Cavs go on to win their title. And it was really LeBron and Kyrie making the plays down the stretch for the Cavs to go on and win.
That block, man. That block did
Incredible.
Everything. That block from James, if you watch it, I've watched it today 6 or 7 times, and he's sprinting down the court and absolutely perfectly times that block. And from then on, the Warriors couldn't hit water if they were shooting into an ocean. Like, it was so bad.
Draymond with 32, 15, and 9 in Game 7. Klay with 14, 17 from Steph Curry. The Cavs were led 27, 11, and 11 by LeBron James. I believe it was the third triple-double in NBA Finals history in a clinching Game 7. The other two was Jerry West, and there was one other name on the broadcast. But LeBron had the third one in a Game 7 situation in the NBA Finals. Kyrie with 26, including the game winner. Now, Bob Costas had those legendary intros for the NBC broadcast back in the day. But ABC has the Mike Breen end of the broadcast piece, which is pretty good. Here's Mike Breen.
The party underway. Well, for the Golden State Warriors, a shocking ending to their historic season. The defending champs accomplished so much, including 73 wins, but unable to finish it off with another title, which will make for a painful offseason of wondering what happened. As for the two-time MVP, Steph Curry had one of the great seasons in the 70-year history of the NBA. But an uneven showing in the finals denies him what he wanted most. And that was back-to-back championship rings. The Cleveland Cavaliers began their season with high hopes, but had their share of bumps along the way. Injuries, a head coach fired, and the ongoing chemistry struggle of the Big Three. But they became healthy. Their new coach was the ideal voice, and they were once again the best in the East. Yet the question always remained, can they beat the best from the West? That seemed unlikely after 4 games in these finals, until the kid from Akron took over, and it was Believeland once again. It was players like Tristan Thompson, the blue-collar Canadian, who never seems to miss a day of work. His toughness and grit, the perfect fit for this team and this city. It was the humble rookie head coach who took over a team that was 30-11 and was asked to make them better. Mission accomplished, Coach Lou. Your team is a champion. It was the incredibly talented point guard who shined his brightest on the NBA's biggest stage, outplaying the two-time MVP and showing he can be as breathtaking at his position as anyone in the game. And of course, it was LeBron James. This remarkable basketball talent and leader has already established himself as one of the all-time greats, a once-in-a-generation player. He may never be able to silence all of his critics, but his third title is his greatest accomplishment, and no doubt, the sweetest one of all, bringing that long, elusive title to his beloved hometown. The Cavaliers did something no team has ever done in the long history of the NBA Finals, overcoming a 3-1 deficit to win it all, their first title in franchise history. Congratulations, Cleveland. Your decades-long wait is finally over. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
And that's our NBA backstory for tonight, the 2016 Game 7 NBA Finals matchup. The Warriors and the Cavs, LeBron wins his title for Cleveland.
And all the Warriors had to do was just add that, you know, that role player, Kevin Durant. And
oh, yeah, just that role player.
Just that guy, you know, yeah. Finals MVP.
So the NBA backstories, we'll continue those each show that we host here on ESPN 1000, Black and Abdallah. Sunday, Joakim Noah, overtime, Boston Celtics. We'll talk about that one on Sunday as we go NBA backstories, some Bulls-Celtics from recent history. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.